Only one, only one cigarette, Chesterfield gives you mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste. What every smoker wants.
By Chesterfield, Chesterfield, the one that proves its case. Yes, Chesterfield, the milder, milder, plus no aftertaste.
The whole, open the pack and give them a sniff.
Then you'll smoke them.
Someone
welcome you to the Bing Crosby Show for Chesterfield, produced and transcribed in Hollywood. And John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judge Collins of the Bears, and Bing's guests, Mr. Fred Astaire and Miss Teresa Brewer. And now, ladies and gentlemen, this being Be Kind to Animals Week, we bring you Bing Crosby.
Sweet. I love that, you can, but you think that's being kind to people?
Well,
huh?
I'm just worrying about animals this week.
Well, I want to ask you something. Yeah. What is the tie-in here? How do you justify this? Why me for the Be Kind to Animals Week, huh?
Oh, Bing, it's this way. You see, I have an old dog at home,
yes?
And he just loves your voice.
He does.
He really does.
Does he listen to the program?
Oh, the minute you come on, he's right there in front of the radio.
No kidding.
Yes. Of course, I have to fill the loudspeaker with hamburger, but he's right there in front of the radio.
Well, I don't care how we get him, just so we have listeners, Ma.
You know, Bing,
my dog will rover right up there, and I'll get a little pard. Put a little pard
right
in there.
That's all right. That's okay. You know, Bing, my dog even smokes Chesterfield.
I remember that dog now, yes. He's the one that used to eat Kraft cheese.
That's the one.
Yeah, used to sleep in the Philco.
Yeah. Great company dog.
Yes.
Loyal. True. Well, anyway, Bing, it's wonderful that folks think to give dogs and cats and all animals a break like
that. You're darn right it is. I mean that seriously. It certainly is. Now, Ken, to get on to the opening selection, we have a little thing here called Them Their Eyes. I sang this in the Coconut Grove in 1896, I think. John Scott, let's go, huh?
I fell in love with you first time I looked into them, their eyes. You got a certain little cute way of flirting with them, their eyes. They make me feel so happy, they make me blue. No stalling, I'm falling, going in a big way for sweet little you. My heart is jumping, you sure started something with them, their eyes. You better watch them if you're wise. They sparkle, they bubble, they're gonna get you in a whole lot of trouble. You're overworking them, there's danger lurking in them, their eyes.
I fell in love with you first time I looked into them, their eyes. You've got a certain little cute way of flirting with them, their eyes.
Is jumping, you sure started something with
them there.
Them there eyes. You better watch them if you're wise. Yeah, they sparkle, they bubble. They're gonna get you in a whole pack of trouble. You're overworking and there's danger lurking in them.
There
eyes.
Well, you're more than kind.
Really great. Well, it's not just being kind, Bing. I just happen to like the way you sing. Just as I also happen to like the way you sell milder Chesterfield.
And without further ado, I will tell them.
Good.
Friends, only one. Only one cigarette, Chesterfield, gives you mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste. And that's what every smoker wants.
1,539 tobacco growers say Chesterfields are milder. And they show you how to prove it. They say Chesterfield's right combination of the world's best tobaccos smells milder and smokes milder.
Now, let me tell you what modern science and research says. There's only one cigarette which leaves no unpleasant aftertaste. That cigarette is Chesterfield.
Now, every smoker wants a milder cigarette. And every smoker after smoking wants no unpleasant aftertaste. Only Chesterfield gives you both. And that's more for your money than any other cigarette can give you.
But you can prove that yourself for the price of one pack. Yes, that's all it comes down to. Just the price of a pack of Chesterfields prove Chesterfield is the best cigarette for you. I'm a great fan of Agustin Lara, the Mexican composer. Here's a song he wrote as a waltz. We do it as a rumba.
The stars were low over Mexico, and my heart beat so when I saw you, Maria Bonita.
Maria Bonita.
My moon was high when she passed me by. I could feel that I was in love with Maria Bonita.
Maria, Maria, Maria.
It was that night in the pale moonlight when I held her tight and I asked her to be mine forever. Since then I've never been lonely. Her reply was that she was my one and only, Maria Bonita.
Gracias, mil gracias, señoras and señores. Now to present our first guest, we're going to usher in here a petite, pert young lady with big brown eyes. People say I'm colorblind. They're so silly. This girl sings quite a song, Brown Eyes or No, because I caught her at Ciro's out in the Sunset Strip a couple of weeks ago, and she fractured the people out here, and I thought you folks would like to hear her. She happens to be the young lady whose recording of Music, Music, Music was such a smash hit last season. I have reference to Miss Teresa Brewer. I want to welcome you to the Chesterfield program, Teresa. This is going to be a little high for you, isn't it?
Yes.
You're just a little E-flat girl, aren't you? Well, now you just relax and make yourself right at home. When you get the microphone, everything's just right for you.
Well, I haven't done much radio work, Dean. No? I'm a little nervous.
Oh, Teresa. Don't let radio frighten you. Radio's had it. It's groggy. It's just laying there. It can't hurt anybody.
Really?
No. Now, if this were television, that would be something to be frightened about.
Oh, television is wonderful.
I tell you, these kids nowadays are fearless, aren't they? You got a song for us? What is it going to be?
Yes. How could you believe me when I said I loved you when you know I've been a liar all my life?
I guess those big brown eyes just fooled me, honey. Ladies and gentlemen, the liar song is from the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer picture Royal Wedding, starring Fred Astaire, Jane Powell, and Peter Lawford. Well, that's that. We got MGM's credit in before Fred Astaire even got here.
Is Fred Astaire going to be on the program?
Yes, Teresa, that's right.
Gee, you sure meet important people around here.
Isn't that true? This is the veritable crossroads of the world, Teresa.
This is the veritable crossroads of the world.
Hollywood and Vine, you know. Now, if you excuse me, I'll place you in the capable hands of Mr. Trotter and his excellent musical ensemble. Isn't that wonderful? And Gary has to be in San Jose. Got Lenny here. A lot of Lenny's league. Well, that was wonderful, Teresa Brewer. You got more kicks than Brewer's yeast, didn't you? Now, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to present my pal, my very dear friend, Mr. Fred Astaire.
Thank you. Thank you, Ben. Thank you. Bing, I don't like to start right off with a complaint, and I appreciate the warmth and friendliness of your introduction, but I do think in introducing me, you should have told the people what I do. After all, this isn't television.
Fred, everybody knows what you do. You dance with Yolanda.
Say, Fred?
No? I've switched partners, Bing. I'm now dancing with Mrs. Arthur Murray.
Oh, what a couple you must be. That's what I like about you folks in the dancing business, Fred. There's no jealousy. You're all well-behaved, and you all get along so well together.
Well, we don't like to step on each other's toes.
I see.
But, Bing, enough of my problems. What about you?
Yeah, what about me?
Well, when I was your guest in January, all of the United States, Canada, Alaska, the Hawaiian Islands, and South America were paying tribute to you. Yeah. It was your 20th anniversary in show business, and you'd been acclaimed Mr. Music.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, what are you now?
Nothing. Six transit Gloria, Fred. Fame is fleeting.
Anyway, being in January, you were the public's hero. There were parades, bands were playing, ticker tape was thrown from windows.
Yes.
And people cheered, your name was on everybody's lips. Yeah. The whole country was in an uproar.
Now, Fred, what are you getting at?
Simply this, Crosby. That Mr. Music stuff took the edge off General MacArthur's reception.
Fred, you jest.
What else?
Now, look here. I want to say something. Before we go any further, and just to show you I can turn the other cheek, I want to tell you how much I enjoyed your new picture, Royal Pudding. I mean, Royal Wedding.
Royal... A great audience in the band, Fred. A nice audience here, too.
Royal Pudding is my next one.
Well, regarding your current one, Fred, I want you to know that I'm a very good customer of yours. I went to the theater three times. I paid three admissions when Royal Wedding was playing at Beverly Hills.
Oh, three times? You must have enjoyed it.
Well, I finally did. The third time, I stayed awake.
Oh, gee, Bing. I never fall asleep during your pictures. Of course, I have to crunch my popcorn pretty loud, and...
That's where I made my mistake, Fred. You know, when I slept through your picture, you know what happened? Instead of buying popcorn in the lobby, I went for a cup of Ovaltine. Woke up with a sweeper.
Anyhow, Bing, I'm glad you finally saw my picture.
I certainly did. Wonderful.
Speaking of pictures, have you seen the Lemon Drop Kid?
Oh, Bob Hope's picture. Oh, yes, I got a nice soft load seat for that one.
Yes, you have, haven't you?
Well, it's just this gimp, Fred. It isn't very form-fitting. It's the bad angle you're getting. I'm really not so adipose any longer. But regarding the Lemon Drop Kid, I'm glad to report that I napped through that one without the aid of Ovaltine. I needed nothing.
I didn't. Oh, I didn't. And I don't like to be catty, Bing, but I'd like to say something about the Lemon Drop Kid.
Well, speak freely. Speak out.
Well, Hope plays the part of a racetrack top, Bing, and mm-hmm. He gives people phony tips on horses, and he chisels money from a pretty blonde.
That's the story of his life.
Oh, well, if it's true, I guess it's all right.
Certainly. Say, speaking of racehorses, Fred, how are your horses doing?
My horses always do all right.
Inferring that mine don't, I presume?
Well, that's the story of your life.
Sure like to know how to get a hold of a good racehorse.
Well, in order to do that, you must first know what has four legs and runs.
Fred, I know what has four legs and runs.
What?
Two girls wearing nylon hose.
Oh, no.
But Fred, we shouldn't bicker. No kidding. I invited you down here for a definite reason. You know what I want to do? This has long been a heartfelt desire of mine. I'd like to do a vaudeville act with you. I want you to be my partner.
Well, what do you need with me? You've got Gary.
No, he's all right, but I want this to be a flashy dance act.
Well, then why do I need you?
Well, Fred, we're going to do some songs and some jokes, too.
Where are we going to get jokes?
Well, we got that one we just pulled, that smasher about the four legs and the nylon hose.
Oh, that one, yeah.
Had to catch a 5-minute laugh in some sections, you know?
Just so you say it. I'm not going.
I wish I hadn't. I tell you what. We'll throw our act together. We'll get something whipped up, and we'll break it in at the Palladium in London.
Let's play safe and try the act out in Oxnard.
Oh, no. Oxnard, folks, you hear the bus is in, huh? No, Fred, we don't want to stop for any small time. The big thing now for everybody is to play Europe. We've got to book the Palladium.
Well, if we're going to do a vaudeville act, we've got to get some billing.
Yeah, how do we bill this, Dad? Mm-hmm. Shouldn't be simple. Something like Bing Crosby and Associates.
That would be all right, only my name doesn't happen to be Associates.
I've got here. How about Bing and Fred, what more can be said?
You keep putting your name first.
Alphabetical, you know. Of course, if you've got a better idea, I'd be receptive. I'd listen.
Well, how's this for billing? Fred and Bing, better than the thing.
A little modest, don't you think? A little too reticent. How about Crosby and Astaire? Such talent is rare.
Rare?
Sure, rare.
Well, let's face it, Bing. We've been kicking around long enough to be well done.
Well, let's make it medium rare, then.
Okay. But I can't understand why you want to get a vaudeville act together and play Great Britain.
Fred, don't you see? This is our golden opportunity. If we're a hit over there, we'll make a triumphal return to New York City.
What happens
well,
then?
Well, in New York, you know what happens? We reach the very epitome, the very top in show business.
We do?
Yes, we do a guest shot on Bob Hope's television show. Oh, we got a few jokes, Fred. You can dance. Now what we need is a good comedy song.
Mm-hmm.
Say, there's a new one out now, Fred. Freddie Martin's got a wonderful record on it called Never Been Kissed. You know that number, Fred? Have you heard it?
Well, I guess I know it as well as you do.
And then we're in pretty bad shape. John Scott, would you mind giving a couple of vaudeville boys a little rehearsal here?
Oh, I know a gal who's as sweet to the eye. The boys always whistle when she passes by. She's out every night. Not a night has she missed. And her mother says that she's never been kissed.
What?
Never been kissed. Never been kissed. It's hard to believe, but she's never been kissed. One night she went out for a row on the lake. The guy she was with dropped the oars by mistake. They drifted for hours before they were missed. But still she insists that she's never been kissed.
What?
Never been kissed. Never been kissed. It's hard to believe that she's never been kissed. A wealthy young man took a liking to her. He gave her some presents of jewelry and fur, including a diamond as big as your fist. Yet she'll take a note that she's never been kissed.
What?
Never been kissed. Never been kissed. It's hard to believe that she's never been kissed. A new book they're all talking about called Lessons in Love. You have read it, no doubt. I hear that it just made the best seller list. Huh? Well, it's written by her and she's never been kissed.
What?
Never been kissed. Never been kissed. It's hard to believe that she's never been kissed. She married the best catch in town, by the way, and said to the girls as she threw her bouquet, just keep the boys guessing, always insist that you are a girl who has never been kissed. The end of this story is sad, and here's why. I saw her today with a tear in her eye. I asked her the reason why she was so blue, and the answer she gave me we'll pass on to you. Never been kissed, never been kissed. She married a man who has never been kissed.
Thank you. Thank you. You were very effective. Very effective.
Say, Bing, that new book we've been telling the folks about, Tobaccoland USA, is the greatest thing I've seen.
Oh, it's a great book, all right, Ken. That's why every smoker ought to read it.
Looking over my copy again last night, I noticed that right about now, throughout the South, they're setting out tobacco seedlings for this year's crop.
Friends, you know, you too can be an expert on tobacco. Just by sending for your copy, you drop a penny postcard to Chesterfield, Box 21, New York 8, New York. That's Chesterfield, Box 21, New York 8, New York.
And when you read Tobaccoland USA, the 14th edition, you'll understand why Chesterfield is the best cigarette for you to smoke.
Remember those world-famous Chesterfield ABCs whenever you buy cigarettes. They mean more today than ever before. A, always milder. B, better tasting. And C, cooler smoking.
And only Chesterfield gives you this big plus, the biggest plus in smoking. They leave no unpleasant aftertaste. So remember to ABC, folks, always buy Chesterfield.
The only cigarette that gives you mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste.
Buy Chesterfield, Chesterfield, the one that proves the case. Yes, Chesterfields are milder, milder plus no aftertaste.
So home, open a pot and give them a sniff.
Then you smoke them.
Well, here's a song, folks, that I recorded some years ago with the Dorothy Boys. I see it's being revived.
If I told a lie, if I made you cry, when I said goodbye. I'm sorry from the bottom of my heart, dear. I apologize if I've caused you pain. I know that I'm to blame. Must have been insane. Believe me, from the bottom of my heart, dear, I apologize. I realize I've been unfair to you. Please let me make amends. Don't say that you forgot the love we knew. After all, we were more than friends. If I've made you blue, I've had heartache too. Now I beg of you, forgive me from the bottom of my heart, dear. I
my thanks to Teresa Brewer and to Fred Astaire for joining us this evening.
Thank you, Bing. I loved it. Well, who's with you next week?
Next week, Fred, well, now, you're not going to believe this, but this is a gospel, Fred. I have absolutely no idea who's going to be with us.
Nobody tells me anything. Confusion reigns.
Oh, that ought to be a wonderful show.
Can't tell it might be one of our best, Fred, and thank you for coming down tonight.
Folks, this Sunday is Mother's Day. Mother's everybody's best girl, so naturally she deserves the best. That's Chesterfield's in the wonderful new gift carton.
Yes, it's all prettied up for Mom and ready for you to write your own greeting. Between now and Sunday, you'll find it at your favorite Chesterfield dealer. Remember, for Mother's Day and any day, it's Chesterfield.
The Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. And I just got a flash that Bing's guests next week will be the mighty Burl Ives and the very talented Cass County Boys.